Senate Bill 59, an act to clarify certain provisions related to the filing of student birth certificates.
Senate Bill 59, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Albers.
Madam President, members of the Senate, I think we can all agree that in South Dakota we have compulsory school attendance for all children ages about six to age 16. In statute, previous legislatures have set out a system, for lack of a better word, of tracking, making sure that all the kids that are supposed to go to school go to school. And so we've required that a school district hire a truancy officer, or if they don't hire a truancy officer, the president of the school board serves as such. If he doesn't do his job, we have provided criminal penalties so that we can take care of the fact that he's been deficient in his duties. One of the things that we've done is that we've required that when a child is initially enrolled in school or granted an exemption under what I'll term the homeschool rule, we require that they place a certified copy of their birth certificate with the school district. Now, recently in my district and in several other places in South Dakota, there's been an argument about what is a school and where is the birth certificate supposed to be kept. So I would ask that you look at the bill, and you'll discover that I've just changed language largely to make it very clear that at the point when a child first starts school, and particularly I'm talking now about a homeschooled child, for lack of a better way of putting that, the parents must supply to the school district a certified copy of the child's birth certificate, or if they don't want to do that, they have to supply an affidavit notarized or witnessed by two or more witnesses swearing and affirming that the child identified on the request for excuse is the same person appearing on the child's birth certificate. I'd urge you to pass this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 59. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Benson?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
Dennard?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Dunjim?
Aye.
Dunrebecca?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest? Flowers, Frederick, Hangey, Halverson, Ham, Hutmacher, Cleven, Klochek, Lang, Lawler, Madden, Moore, Munson, Olson, Paisley, Reedy, Browns, Schoner, Staggers,
no.
Simmons,
aye.
Belandra,
aye.
Bitter,
aye.
Whiting,
aye.
Senator Bogue,
no.
Senator Frederick,
aye.
Senator Hutmacher,
aye.
Madam President, ayes 32, nays 3.
Senate Bill 59 has received a majority vote of the members elect. It is declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none. The title is declared.